2. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Becky. You look kind of, down.
Yeah, I just discovered that I can't sign up for research methodology because I didn't take the prerequisite, research writing skills. Can you believe that research methodology is only offered in the fall term? So if I can't take it next fall, it'll be another year before I can take it.
I see you have a summer catalog. Is it being offered this summer?
Yeah, but I really need to go home and work this summer.
Summer courses aren't so bad. I kind of prefer them. They're so intensive that they're over before you know it. Have you ever done a summer term?
No, but I'll have to this summer if I'm going to graduate in time.
Did you know that course is offered as an internet course? You could go home, hold down a job, and study online after you get off work.
Really? No, I didn't know that. You've signed up for online courses, right?
Yeah, once. In fact, it was the research writing skills course.
How was it?
I failed.
What? But how is that possible? You're the one that always gets the best grades in class. It must have been really difficult.
No, it wasn't. I discovered that when I don't attend a class regularly, I put off doing the assignments. I kept putting them off until it was too late to finish.
I never thought of you as a procrastinator.
You know, I think it had a lot to do with not knowing the professor. I couldn't possibly walk into a classroom unprepared and face a professor. But I never met the online professor and didn't feel the embarrassment of not having my assignments ready. But I think you could manage it because you're motivated. I mean, so you can take that other course next fall.
The students discuss two possible solutions to the woman's problem. Describe the problem. Then state which of the two solutions you prefer and explain why.